Young Bitterwit, young Bitterwit, young Bitterwit, stand still.
That's an Afrikaans kid that ruined my childhood.
And I mean how does that come about? How does Afrikaans four-letter words and Afrikaans rhyme like that make it into a big Hollywood blockbuster like that?
Well, in that case, Matt Damon and I became good friends during that film, and we were always sort of talking about ideas and film in general, and kind of obsessed about it. And while we were looking for things that I could do to sort of intimidate them, I said, I want to sing something. I want to sing like a nursery rhyme maybe, or trying different things. And he said, well, isn't there something from your childhood uniquely South African that you could do? Like, in like another language or something, like in Afrikaans. And then I remembered Jan Pitovic from my nursery school days when I went to Afrikaans nursery school.
And it'll never be the same again.
Just the fact that it made it in, because as we did it, I looked at Neil afterwards and I was like, that's never going to make it in, right? And he was like, I don't know, I hope so, dude. Because we did a few different things, you know.
Did you try other Afrikaans nursery rhymes? No, that was the one.
The rest of the stuff was English or like other things I did or said, like I just riffed a bunch of stuff and I was really chuffed. That was like my proudest moment in the whole movie.
I think you got lucky that the director, Neil Blomkamp, happened to be a South African as
yes,
well.
Yes, correct. That helped. That helped to get it in. Correct. Of course. He was the key.
You spoke about your friendship with Matt Damon. Have you ever played a prank on him? Or
yeah, at the time, went in as Kruger in his trade. One day he'd been away, he was working very hard, so he would disappear off on the weekends to go and see his family, and then he'd come back on the red eye flights. He was always really exhausted, and I went in, and when he came home on a Monday morning, I just had trashed his trailer inside. I made it look as if me as Kruger had been partying there, so like bloodied limbs in the sink, and there were my clothes in his bed, and there was, you know, other sort of x-rated pictures on the walls, and you know, things that Kruger would have done if he was having a party. And it's like our old food there. We just ate in the trailer. And yeah.
Ironically, I mean, Matt Damon played a South African as well in Invictus.
He did.
Idris Elba has played Nelson Mandela before. That's an interesting synergy that, do you prefer any of their, I mean, do they do the South Africanness of their characters justice, do you think?
They do. I think they do. And I think it's interesting, as you point that out, that South Africa, just this sort of Hollywood is very interested in this place. You know, that none of those guys have played New Zealanders. You know, you haven't seen Matt Damon doing his New Zealand or Idris Elba doing New Zealand. I mean, I love New Zealand. Or Australia, for that matter. But I can do New Zealand. I used to do Australian, but I lost it. Somehow they don't do New Zealand. There's not much interesting things happening in New Zealand.
Don't expect a call from Taika Waititi at any time soon. He's going to be mad at you about this.